If you are ready to receive it, join me as you be on your feet, and we'll welcome our beloved pastor, father, overseer, senior youth of the Bright Youth Worldwide. Our pastor, Daddy Moses, and put your hands together to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, use your hands and worship the Lord. I say, use your hand and worship the Lord. Use your hand and worship the Lord. God bless you. Be seated one moment. On behalf of the ministers and the members of the Bride Assembly Church, we welcome every one of you to this special program for the youth. I'm aware that there are more people joining us online than sitting down here. So we say shalom to the youth worldwide. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. And this program is put together by the Youth Fellowship of the Bride Assembly Church. Entirely their program, initiated by the youth, to be conducted by the youth, and the youth will begin it, the youth will end it. So we give glory to God. Amen. Just a reminder, then I will officially declare the program open. Then the ministers, some, not all, because of time, we would like to release you early to go and rest. So we begin the day's program early. Early to bed, early to rise. Let's read some scriptures, make my declaration. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9 and verse 10. It says, rejoice, O young man, O young woman, in thy youth, rejoice. And let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thy eyes. But know, this is where I am going, but know while you are enjoying yourself as a youth, that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Verse 10, therefore, it said, remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Then he went further in the next chapter 12 and verse 1, Ecclesiastes. Since childhood, everything we do now in these formative years are vanity, the only solution is remember now the Creator in the days of the youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That is when you are old and you cannot do what you are doing now. Remember now thy Creator. A camp program like this is encouraged because this stage of your lives, this stage is a formative stage, and it's a very critical stage of your life. Whatever you sow is what you reap, and this Whatever you are doing now at this stage of your life, you are sowing. In future, as you grow, you will reach a stage where you will now begin to reap what you have sown in this stage of your life. And so program like this is very important. As we hear that admonishment of the wise man in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6, he said, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your future," thy path, the pathway to your future. I want to emphasize again that you take note that in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked." God is not mocked. It's a law. It's a universal law. It's a law for the living. "For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now listen, verse 8. "For he that soweth to his flesh," everything is flesh, 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 flesh. Don't remember God. "Shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit," that is, you are bringing God into your life, allowing God to guide you, "shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." That's why a program like this is encouraged for the youth. All we want to do is to give you a bearing. We want to give you opportunity to bring God into your life. Bring God into your life. This stage that you are in, all of us here sitting down, all of you, not me, I am now reaping what I have sown when I was your age. And only me know what I am reaping. You may not know what I am suffering as a result or of what I did in the past. I may not know what I may be enjoying now as a result of what I also did in the past. See, every successful man on earth has a history of how he got to where he is today. And every frustrated man, old man that is frustrated, has a history of why he's facing frustration today. And this idea of saying is devil, is enemy, is not always devil, it's not enemy. It is what you sow, you reap. It is how you live your life when you were young. If you refuse to go to school, there is a repercussion when you grow up. You live a life of limitation by what you do now at this age. You decide to join area boys in your area. You decide to, every time, social media. In the night, when you should create time to be praying, to do something for your spiritual life, you are there doing nonsense, useless phone calls and chats. You are sowing something. A time is going to come when you will reap how you wasted those moments. Every moment of your life now, you are supposed to use it fruitfully, because you are going to reap later. There are three characters that we hope that we shall learn something from in this youth camp. Not just this, but all our effort in bringing you up spiritually, the way of the Lord. The first character that comes to our mind is the Lord Jesus himself. This is the commentary we have concerning him. Remember, he was a man like us, was a human being like us, He came to show us the way. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, this is who he was. And the child, that child is Jesus, grew in stature and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. May that also be your commentary in future, in the name of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist also had a similar commentary in Luke chapter 1 verse 80. And the child grew, you see, the same thing, and waxed strong in spirit. He grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. The third character, what we learn from, to learn something from, is Samuel. Samuel is a perfect character to learn from. And this age that we are in, where it is so easy to pick wrong influences. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 18. Now the sons of Eliab were sons of Belial. That is, they were wicked children who had no fear of God. Corrupt children. The only way to describe them is to say they were children of devil. Belial is the head of all devils. He said they knew not the Lord. Somebody, if you know the Lord, shout hallelujah. If you know him, shout hallelujah. And the priest's custom, listen, with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in sitting with a flesh hook of 3/10 in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. That was how it's supposed to be. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh with thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desired, then he will answer him, nay, but thou would give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. That's what the children of Eli were doing. Wherefore, the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord. For men abhorred the offering of the Lord. But though Samuel was with them, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, guarded with a linen ephod. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The abominations, although he grew up with bad children in that house, he refused to be influenced by those children. And so if you go to verse 29, 1 Samuel chapter 2, this is what the Lord spoke. Verse 29, 1 Samuel chapter 2. Wherefore, this was the rebuke to Eli for those children. Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I've commanded in my habitation, and honorest thou thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house, see the punishment for Eli, and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now, the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thy arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. Hey. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation. In all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. Eli. And a man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thy eyes and to grieve thy heart, Eli. And all the increase of thy house shall die in the flower of thy age, that is, in their young age. And this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thy two sons. What are their names? Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. And verse 36. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thy house shall come and crush to him for a piece of silver and of morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. The emphasis there is that God honors them that honor him. God honors those that honor him. If you honor him, wherever you are, he will also honor you there. If you honor him in your school, wherever you're having your school, you honor him. And how do you honor him? It's one of the things we will be learning in this camp meeting. For it will determine how God will honor you also. And if God be for you, who will be against you? We will learn how helpless slave like Joseph was honored. Why was he honored? It's because everywhere he was, he honored God. Therefore, God honored him and put him in the highest office. And I have so many examples of people who honored God, and God also honored them. And every one of you here are going to be men and women of honor in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the reason we gather here. For these 3 nights, day and night, that we shall spend here, God is going to raise a generation of people that God is going to use. Are they here? Can they stand up? Let me see them. Can they stand up? Let me see them. God is going to raise a generation that will serve him. That's why on our t-shirt, on my own t-shirt, I say my generation. Olumide is so conscious of rapture, he has gone beyond his generation. Me, my own generation. My own generation shall serve the Lord. How many people can say that? How many people can say it? Say it very loud if you are sure. God is raising up young men and women in this generation. He will use you to judge other people. Those who say because they are young, then they make nyanga. Oh, the flower of their life, their youth is now. They are going the way of fashion. They are going the worldly way. They want to be known the worldly way. Amen. Men may know you. What will it profit you if God does not know you? They that will put their trust in God will never be ashamed. The psalmist said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When you hold on to him, he will hold on to you. And when God holds you, then you can say, I am a child of destiny. This is what we want to achieve. A generation of young people that will be so filled with the zeal for the things of God. A generation of children that will stand out wherever they are. The way they appear, the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they act in their compound, even within the family. Even when their mother and their father are idol worshippers, they will bring light to that house. When there's darkness, they will put light into that family. A generation of children that will show forth who this Jesus is and present Jesus wherever they are. A generation of youth that are so heaven bound, Satan cannot bolt them to the earth. And for this we gather here. And we pray that the Lord will help us to achieve this in the name of Jesus.